Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Webb. Pitching for the New York Mets, Hank Webb. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pat Scanlon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chip Lang. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Chip Lang. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Vale reaches second base with a double. Unser goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Staub strikes out. Johnson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Staub out. 2 outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Biedner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vale. Biedner reaches second base with a double. Dwyer moves to third. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Dwyer scores. Biedner moves to third. It's 2-1, Expos. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Scanlon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Biedner tags and scores. Scanlon tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Expos. Larry Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Scanlon scores. It's 4-1, Expos. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frias hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Garrett steals second. Mike Phillips, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Garrett moves to third. 2 outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lockwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett scores. It's 4-2, Expos. Woody Fryman now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Unser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Woody Fryman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vale hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biotner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Scanlon, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Scanlon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Scanlon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Frias is 0-for-1 in the game. Frias strikes out. Two outs. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Freeman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Freeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lockwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1-0. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vale hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 4, Expos, 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. One out. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scanlon is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Scanlon strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Expos. Larry Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frias is 0-for-2 in the game. Frias takes first base on ball 4. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freeman takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Frias moves to second. Tom Hall now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Jerry White. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Pepe Manguel now playing center field. Bud Harrelson pinch hits for Mike Phillips. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hazu Alou pinch hits for Tom Hall. Hazu Alou batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bud Harrelson now playing shortstop. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer strikes out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Apodaca covering, for the out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Apodaca covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Unser strikes out. One out. Felix Milan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vale hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scanlon is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Cox. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Cox steals second. Larry Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Little pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Little is walked intentionally. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley now playing shortstop. Barry Foote now catching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Gallagher pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Gallagher moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. Kingman moves to third. Garrett moves to second. It's Mets, 5, Expos, 5. Joe Torre pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Dale Murray now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stearns is 0 for 3 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to home to get Kingman. Garrett moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Bob Apodaca. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Gallagher now playing right field. Joe Torre now playing third base. Wayne Garrett now playing shortstop. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Manguel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer bunts towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Manghul moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Larry Biedner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Biedner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Biedner takes first base on ball 4. Manghul moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Scanlon is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Scanlon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manghul scores. Jorgensen moves to third. Biedner moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.